vlog's already talking, so yeah, and it's only been episode one.
Yeah, I'm that dope chick that you always talking about. Yeah, that same one these hoes keep her name in their mouth.
My name is Miko Taylor, straight from South Central Los Angeles. So I recently just wrapped up season two of One More Chance on Zeus Network. The first episode just recently aired on September 19th. I've been getting a lot of backlash from the fans online because of that first episode and the scene that I was in. I've gotten portrayed as a bully, and it's kind of funny because that's the absolute opposite of what I am. Reality TV, without giving anything away, it's just kind of like when you watch a movie, you know, you could do a lot with angles and editing and things like that. So that's all I'm going to say. But if you tune in, you can definitely see that the narrative will change, and I will be able to get to explain a little bit about me and who I am as a person. And you'll be able to see that I'm not a bully. I'm actually anti-bully. Okay, so one thing that does surprise people about me is that I do not watch TV. Not a TV head. If I put on something to watch, it's gonna be like a documentary, and I'm probably gonna smoke and go to sleep to the documentary. And it's just funny because I'm on a reality show. So everybody's like, I don't watch TV. Like, no, because I'm very mindful of what I put into my brain. And I remember the last time I watched like an episode of Love and Hip Hop, it was like 5-6 years ago. I went to work and I was like getting into it with people for no reason. I didn't know why. And I'm like angry. And I had to think like, oh, duh, I just watched that Love and Hip Hop, and I got that drama energy in me, you know? So, yeah, so I'm not a TV watcher. Even when I got casted for One More Chance, I didn't see season one. So what I did was like I went and watched the whole season in like 2 days just so I could, you know what I was getting myself into. So me being a single mother, it has been a challenge with trying to, you know, pursue my dreams because, you know, I have a whole human being to take care of. So I have to make ends meet. I have to make sure she has a roof over her head, and it all falls on me. I've had a lot of trial and error over the years with trying to work and provide, and you know, I've gotten discouraged from my dreams, and I had stopped for some years. And it made me doubt myself sometimes, like, is this really for me? Should I give it up? But then I look at my daughter and, you know, I'm encouraging her to push your dreams and you could do whatever you want to do. But how is she going to believe me if I put my dreams on the hold, or I'd say it's not for me anymore because I got to do A, B, C, and D when anything is possible, because we all have the same 24 hours a day. So I just kind of keep that in mind, and then it all goes back into having faith in myself. I'm not the only single mother that, you know, pursued dreams and made it big. So I just, you know, go back to having faith in myself and having that mindset and that winner's mentality. I have been singing my whole entire life, ever since I was a little girl. About 11 years ago, I started to rap. Kind of wanted to veer off of singing and be a little bit more creative with rapping. So over the years, I've gotten better. I started off up north in the Bay Area, and I was, performing and recording around, a lot of trial and error. And I got discouraged because of the trial and error. You know, being a female in this game, it's a little hard. I kind of like to compare it to being black in America. We got to work twice as hard to be like half as good as the rest, you know? So I did get a little bit discouraged, but about a year and a half ago, I got really inspired by my brother, when he released his album From Prison. I'm thinking, you know, if he can do it in prison, I'm out here on the streets, why can't I? And I recorded and shot a video to my first single, Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus, oh, oh, oh Jesus. Body so blessed, got you saying, oh Jesus.
It's available on all streaming platforms, and you can also watch the video on my YouTube channel. Just search Miko Taylor. And it came out so great that it just sparked the fire under me, and I just kept going and going and going, and it's been up ever since. I would describe my sound, it's a little unique. I have a really West Coast sound to me, more toward like Southern California, Los Angeles, you know, I have that West West Coast. So I grew up listening to 90s rap music, really inspired by Snoop Dogg. That's one of my ultimate favorite rappers in the whole wide world. And, you know, West Side Connect Gang, N.W.A., Nate Dogg, all of them. I've been completely inspired by West Coast. So I would say, you know, I definitely have an LA vibe to my flow. If I was to compare myself to any rapper right now, I would have to say I would possibly be like a mixture between like an Eve and a Lil' Kim. And the reason why I say that is because they have so much variety in their music to where you can listen to it in the club, you can be on some chill, you know, and it also can be a little bit ratchet too, you know. It's a well-rounded type of music. I like to make music that everybody can listen to, the aunties and uncles at the cookouts and the men. I remember my grown brother had the Eve album and we're listening to Let Me Blow Your Mind, you know. So I like to make music to where everybody can enjoy it and listen to it, and you know, if they don't have to feel some type of way because they have it on. I am actually about to release my first project. It's gonna be produced by Day One. He's a really good friend of mine and a producer I've been working with. The EP is going to be titled 5210. And that is, it's a long story behind, you know, my projects, but it's basically the street number of the street that I grew up on, where my family roots are in Los Angeles. We're gonna be releasing it next month, October. And then I will be releasing my first single to that fly shit as well. Stay tuned in every Sunday, 8 p.m. on Zeus Network. That's when One More Chance airs, every Sunday, 8 p.m. If you have not downloaded the app, please go download it. Just so I wanna go ahead and reiterate, Zeus is a Black-owned network and they have been providing opportunities to people like me who've been trying to get, you know, a foot through the door. Definitely want to go ahead and support Zeus Network. Shout out to them. Shout out to Lemmy. So stay tuned. You're going to see me do my shit. Entertaining. The blog's already talking. So yeah, and it's only been episode one. And you guys haven't even seen anything yet. So definitely want to check that out. What's up? It's your girl, Miko Taylor. Just tapping in with Trap LA.